Hey everyone, and welcome back to Rice to Meet You. We just want to thank everyone who subscribed to our YouTube channel. Within 2 weeks, 7,000 of you have subscribed, and we're so overwhelmed and really enjoying all of the lovely feedback you guys have given us. Who knew that watching us would be fun? At the moment, we're releasing episodes every Tuesday and podcast clips every Thursday. But as more and more of you subscribe, we'll keep growing and start releasing more self-produced content. So again, thanks to everybody who's joined us so far. And if you haven't, just head on over to youtube.com/ricetomeetyoupod and subscribe and ring the bell so you get notifications for when we release our new videos. That's all from me. And now, on with the show.
I love this. I love this. Evelyn said, I have a joke for you. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh my God.
And then the guy replied with, I'm free if you want to have a drink. Welcome to Rice to Meet You, a comedy podcast with me, Nigel Ung.
And me, Evelyn Mock.
Yes, another podcast, episode 75, I think. 75?
Yeah, 75, yeah.
Welcome back, people.
And we don't know how it's going to go today because, guys, I'm going to be frank with you. My energy is a bit passive-aggressive today, or aggressive, actually. And it's so funny because Nigel and Mike, like, I basically came in with a bit of a harsh energy, and both of them are like, oh my God, trying to tiptoe around me.
I'm not trying to tiptoe around you. I just want the podcast to be good.
It's going to be good.
Like, I'm not scared of your bitchy energy. I've dealt with bitchy energy my whole life. All right? Be as big of a bitch as you want. I'll try to diffuse it. Let's still make the podcast funny.
Yeah.
You know?
It was just funny.
Bitchy Evelyn is a new angle, isn't it?
It is a new angle. I am a bit... just frustrated.
Yeah, why are you frustrated? Tell the listeners.
Because I am moving house. And so that kind of set off a wave in my house of other housemates wanting to move. And so now another housemate is moving house. There was a miscommunication among everybody in the house. But some other housemates did not exactly understand that the second person is moving out. And so we've just had like a big kind of passive-aggressive but aggressive like WhatsApp argument. And yeah, I'm just a bit like, it could have been handled so much better from everybody. And so I came in with that energy today. And Nigel was very like, you know, rightfully so, worried about how the podcast's going to go. But I'm a professional, so I'm going to make it okay.
Yeah, we are comedians. And I think as comedians, when you go on stage, you need to be yourself, right? And yourself includes how your energy is that day. You know, we are not improvisers, people. Have you seen improv? They always have this smiley attitude. Their mom could just die that same day. And that night they go on stage. Hey, guys, we are the Chuckle Monkeys.
Oh, my God.
And can we have a location, please? Can we have a location? Anybody? Oh, Starbucks. Oh, how wacky. Starbucks. My mom just died this morning. Can we have a job, please? Oh, lawyer. Okay. The casket is really expensive. I can't afford it. Lawyer in the Starbucks. Okay. And can we have... can we have an activity, please? Cremation. Okay, two on the nose there, but let's try something else. Improvisers suck.
Improvisers are good.
No, I know you do it, and I feel bad to shit on your hobby, Evelyn. But they are terrible, terrible people.
They're not terrible people, honestly. Like, spending time with both improvisers and stand-ups are the horrible people. Because they have like the ego and like the kind of like self-congratulatory attitude. Whereas like improvisers are about the community and the group.
Really? So are you into the jazz hands?
I've never seen improvisers do jazz hands.
As they go on the group on stage, they're always smiling. They're always, hey, you know, it's offensive. It's offensive to be so disingenuous.
You find it disingenuous.
Yeah, a stand-up goes on stage for a good stand-up. The personal life story, the true, authentic people.
Yeah.
They'll go on stage, a mom just died, they'll talk about their mom. You know, in a funny way. They'll make it funny.
Yeah.
But they'll have that same mom just died energy.
The same mom just died energy and make comedy out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then improvisers, they'll try to like get into the zone and just try to be like, yes, hey, you know?
I did realize because after like we started putting up the podcast on YouTube, everybody was commenting like, oh, Evelyn's giggle like makes the podcast blah, blah, blah. And I was worried. I was like, if I don't laugh today, This is going to be a harsh, tough podcast.
Yeah, it is. But I hope people like Evelyn enough to give her an off day. We're only human, people. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We are only human.
Evelyn's still a nice guy, like, nice person on the inside. You know,
I am.
We filmed a nice video together with a beauty influencer a few days ago.
Ling, yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Roger gets a makeover. So we just went to a few clothing stores. We picked up some clothes. Mm-hmm. And went to Ling's place, the beauty guru. And then she does makeup on me and we try on the clothes. And it's a fun video. And Evelyn was there. You're in a good mood.
I was in a good mood.
Right? That was before all this shit went down.
It was actually right before all this went down. It was really fun. We went and we... So I was there to feed you lines and while you were filming with Ling, which was really fun. And we weren't allowed... Because basically the premise of the video is that Uncle Roger gets a makeover.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to film in like these different stores on the high street. And we weren't allowed to.
Yeah. Well, we weren't allowed... Okay. Here's the thing. The worse the brand is, the more anal, the more assy they get about filming.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we went to Topshop, you know, the worst, the cheapest British brand out there. And they're like, no, you can't film. You can film with the phone, but you can't film with a DSLR camera. You know, you need approval for this. And then went to Lacoste, high-end polo shirts. And they're like, yeah, welcome. Please film. Yeah. Please film. I'll be in it with you if you want. Yeah, yeah, please film.
Yeah, the guy was like, yeah, sure, I'll be in it. And like gave us his like contact details.
What's the deal with shit brands being so protective?
But I'm wondering if it's because like they have to deal with all the people who can't afford Lacoste, and those people are so much like worse to deal with, isn't it? Like the security was so on point because they probably have to deal with people shoplifting and stuff. So it was like the security was really on point. And like at one point we found a corner that was relatively empty. Mm-hmm. And so Mike and Nigel and then Ling, the beauty influencer, were in that corner trying to film. Mm-hmm. And I was a lookout.
Yeah.
And so I was just standing there like just pretending to look at things. And then we agreed that we had a code word. And then immediately like the guard saw, like he came walking towards us. And I was like, Nigel, I'm hungry. Yeah. Which was like our code word. But then he still knew, like the guard still knew that we were filming and asked us to leave. But I think it's because he saw us on the cameras. So it didn't really work, but it was like this big operation just to film a YouTube video.
Yeah, it's not a big operation. It's just three people, four people, including you.
Yeah.
So we are a very, very small, lean startup. But yeah, Topshop, man, they're being bitches. They're being bitches.
And me and Mike were just like walking behind Nigel and Ling, like, and Mike had to keep his camera in like a tote bag.
Yeah.
And he was so protective of it. Like he was carrying it as if it was his baby. And I'm like, Mike, you look suspicious. You can't carry it like that. But I understand because he has like a really expensive camera and he had to put it in just like a whatever tote bag.
So. Yeah. But it went well. It went well. I think there was some few scenes in Lacoste that went really well because the shop assistant guy was just played along.
Yeah, he did.
And I just started. I was as Uncle Roger, right? And I started haggling with him. You know.
Yeah,
It's funny if you try to haggle at a high end like department, high end clothing store. I think that's something funny there. And I ended up buying a polo, which I regret a little bit now. I want to return it because it's basically a nice fitting, slim fit, tight orange polo.
Yeah, and I was like, why did you buy a slim fit but orange? Because it was like, so Nigel bought like a really nice Lacoste polo, which is basically what Uncle Roger could wear, but you bought it slim fit, so it looks nice. And I was like, okay, so you bought the cut that Nigel would have, but you bought the color that Uncle Roger has. And I was like, is this the first sign of them blending? Are we having like a high Jekyll situation here?
Yeah.
And I was like, why did you buy it?
I don't know. I guess one, I was guilty because I was very grateful to the letters filled in there.
I think you felt guilty.
And then two, I was like, I want to get the haggling scene. You know? So, but I will return it, people. The polo is £80.
It's £80.
Why would you spend £80 on a polo?
Especially since you could go back to Malaysia and buy the exact same thing for like £5.
In Malaysia, you go to the market, get the crocodile sticker.
Get the crocodile.
And just paste it on any polo shirt, you know? Sew it on, you know? That's what I'm going to do, actually. I think I'm going to do that.
Are you going to go and buy? Oh, yeah. That's what you should film with Uncle Roger in
Malaysia.
In Malaysia. Just get the stickers.
Uncle Roger sells fake polos and fake Rolexes. And then now, I also just started a Hinge profile. So
oh my God.
Listeners out there, if you're on Hinge, hit me up, you know?
Don't hit him up.
Why?
Please don't. Just don't.
And then I get people asking me, well, I don't know how well an average guy is supposed to do on there. Like how many matches do an average, does an average guy, average Asian guy get a day? But I'm having quite a few conversations with people on there. And then sometimes it'll be like, we'll arrange for a date, right? Okay, they're all good. And they'll be like, who am I going out with? Is it Uncle Roger or Nigel?
Oh, so they know.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the whole point of me going on dating apps is so people don't know who I am, right?
I mean, I think you've forfeited your anonymity now. Like, when we were filming, we were in Chinatown, and people kept coming up to you. And at one point, Nigel changed as we were sitting, like, on the streets of Chinatown. He just changed his orange polo and put on his t-shirt, and he was like, yeah, I'm changing because I don't want to get recognized as Uncle Roger. And I'm like, I don't think it's the polo that gives you away, Nigel.
What gives me away? The face?
Yeah, your face and your hair.
My hair is, it's just a normal Asian guy's hair. What are you talking about?
No, it's not a normal Asian what guy's do you mean, hair. What? It's a normal auntie hair.
Auntie hair?
You've got the perm going on and everything.
But it's not. It's wavy. It's wavy.
Mike has normal Asian guy hair.
Yeah, he doesn't have a perm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Asia, a lot of Asians have perms, man. What are you talking? Oh, my God. So much hate. So much hate. That's because I try to take care of my appearance. I spend too much money on my hair to not show it off, you know? So. I like my hair.
It's nice.
We're all going to lose it as we get older as guys. So now I'm trying to, like, you know, style it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people like it. And people see it. And it's nice.
Let's become your trademark.
Yeah, I need to get another perm soon. But we're going to go to Gothenburg, Sweden.
We're going to Sweden.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Sweden. So I need to cancel my hair appointment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I have a hair appointment that day. But I'm going to go to Sweden. So, yeah, long story. We'll cut this part out. But
why are you so broken up about it?
Because I like getting haircuts. It's my only hobby now, really. I'm too busy. My hobbies include going out to restaurants and haircuts.
Because that's the saddest thing I've
What do you mean,
heard.
Saddest thing? What do you mean? What are your hobbies? Tell me, what are your hobbies?
My hobbies are skincare.
That's even worse. At least with haircuts, I have someone to talk to. I talked to my hairstylist, Eugene, from South Korea.
Eugene?
Yeah, and she's going back to South Korea end of October, you know. She has a boyfriend who works in finance, a British guy. And she see my Uncle Roger video on the Seoul News Network, you know.
Aww.
So, yeah, she's like a friend now, you know. She knows my hair. That's the key to a man's heart, the hair. You know what I mean?
The key to a very vain man's heart is his hair.
Yeah, you get your hair done, too. What are you talking about?
I do it at home. This is all done at home. I cut my own hair.
Are you still cutting your own hair?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
I thought you wanted to take care of your appearance now. So let a professional handle it. Let a professional handle it.
I've learned how to do it, so it's fine. Like, hair is actually, honestly, one of the things that don't bother me at all. Like, it always grows. That's my motto, hair grows. So whatever happens, I'm like, Are you going to say your hair might not grow?
I mean...
Nigel!
I mean... Have you seen, I remember a Jason Kwan episode, the cover, the photo we took.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, it was windy outside, but you were looking a little sparse up there, man.
Oh, I had to wash my hair there. Yeah.
I don't think it's just the hair wash, honestly.
So mean.
Not being mean. I'm trying to tell you, like, save it before it's too late.
This actually brings me to a point. Because of everything I talk about on the podcast and, like, what I've talked about, like, just being a plus size woman and stuff, in the West, I'm starting to get requests for, like, things that just, like, so I got a request to be on something called the Unpretty Podcast. And I'm like, and, like, now also, like, I'm getting a lot of messages from recently, just from us putting the podcast on YouTube. Like, mm-hmm. Listeners are writing in. They're like, oh, you look so good. Oh, my God. You've, like, it's a glow up. Oh, my God. Like, you look so good. I'm like, how bad did I look before?
Okay. Pretty bad. Let's put it out there. We didn't want to say anything. We didn't want to say anything because it's the Western world and you're a good friend, you know.
Angel!
I mean, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? Do you want
and
me to
also,
say, you know, before that, you're actually really hot and now you're still really hot. So there was no change at all. Is that what you want me to say? Let me lie to your face.
And also, no, I just want you to say, like, I don't want to be valued on my appearance, but that's another conversation. But okay. Also, you can't say that you didn't say anything. You've pretty much been consistently saying things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, forever.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
But it was pretty bad. I don't know what else to say. So our listeners, God bless them. See this transformation, and they're so supportive.
Oh my God.
And they're like, Evelyn, you look amazing. And they're trying to be nice. They listen to the podcast. They've been on you with your journey. And then now you've come back and be like, oh, how bad did I look? And like, take the compliment and go with it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I appreciate that people are complimenting me. It's nice. And I also understand that, you know, the way you present yourself on the outside is a reflection of how you feel about yourself on the inside. However, as a lady, it's like, oh, still, it's still this. This is still the measuring scale that I'm being, you know, measured by my appearance, you know?
Well, here's the thing. I think, yes. Yeah. I think women tend to get scrutinized on their appearance more.
Yeah.
But you're also in a situation where you had a change in your appearance. That's why people comment on it more.
Yeah.
If you still look like how you used to look, nobody will say anything. Because our listeners like us. They like you. They probably like you more than me. They're not going to, if your appearance didn't change at all, they're not going to leave comments that Evelyn looks like shit. Please stop putting podcasts on YouTube. Audio only. You know, Evelyn, Liz, can we have like the podcast on YouTube, but only one half of the screen? Can we just have Nigel's half? And on Evelyn's half, we just put like
Son Jae-jin. just put like Son Jae-jin, just a still of her, yeah.
That's why I'm saying, because you had to change your appearance, that's why people feel need to comment, because they're so happy for you.
So, okay.
So if you want people to stop commenting on appearance, then just revert to what you used to be. You know,
so if people say nothing about you, that means you're bad.
That means you haven't changed, because like people don't really say they say I get a few like, you know, like, oh, that's just so cute, yada yada yada, which I really like, thank you very much. But if I went from cute to ugly all of a sudden, they'll be like, holy shit, what happened to Nigel? I'll get a lot more like physical appearance based comments.
Okay,
I'm just trying to not. And I acknowledge that women get judged by appearances more.
Yeah.
But you're also in a different circumstance, which is what leads to them commenting on your appearance more so than before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really funny, but it's also like, I mean, I'm fine. And I appreciate the comments because I have gone through a change and blah, blah, blah as well. But it is what's funny to me, because before my kind of depressive phase, this was what I was. This was what I looked like. Like, this was what I took care of myself. I did my nails. I went and got clothes and blah, blah, blah. Didn't do my hair blonde. But, like, this was the normal. And so it's so interesting that, because I recognize the difference that I went through, too. But it is very interesting. I guess I didn't realize how much people could tell of what I was feeling inside from how I was looking outside. I guess I didn't realize, and that's maybe naive of me.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what to say. You go on the tube, you make snap judgments of people, right? Can you imagine? Imagine, okay, how long were you depressed for? Let's say 7 years, 8 years?
Yeah, what, 24 to 32? What's that?
That's 8 years.
Fuck, yeah.
Imagine how many judgments have people made in those 8 years? Just millions and millions of people.
Millions.
They don't say it out loud because it's Britain and everybody's polite, you know? Yes. But in their hearts,
oh my God,
they have gone, ugh, you know, because they can feel you emanating your depression, your anxiety.
Yeah.
Something to think about before you go to sleep at night. Just something to think about that in the 8 years.
I feel like I don't need to think about this.
Well, this is something to think about so you don't relapse in the future.
Oh, this is right? So funny.
Physical appearance is very, very important. And don't let the Western world tell you, beauty is on the inside. No, oh my God, you look great. The number of times I've done a TV thing and I know my skin has like spots or blemishes, and then the fucking makeup artist is like, what do you mean your skin's so great? I'm like, dude, Please fix it. Please. Don't lie to me. You're getting paid. Stop sugarcoating everything. I know my skin sucks at that point in time, and it's okay. Just fix it. I'm going to be on if I have a camera soon. What's the deal with the West people in the West? Like, oh my God, you look great. What are you talking about? It's just their way of not wanting to entertain an awkward conversation.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You come
back
from holiday. Oh my God, I gained weight. And they're like, what are you talking about? By the way, you want to watch TV? You know? That's their way of ignoring the topic.
By the way, you want to watch TV? What is that?
That isn't like trying to change the topic of conversation. That's what I mean. Because they are, in the West, people are not well equipped to talk about physical appearances.
Yeah.
You know, so they try to like, oh my God, what are you talking about? It's so hard. Fire emoji, you know, enough of the fire emojis. If you look like shit, no fire emojis for you. Okay? Green face puking emoji. That's what you deserve.
Nigel.
Am I wrong here? You know?
I mean, no, I understand what you're saying, but it is funny because like, obviously, like, that's become my brand. Like, you know, because like, oh, when I open my like mailbox, it's just like, hey, you want to be on the Unpretty podcast? Hey, Evelyn, the documentary you did, this is the title now, Too Fat, Too Ugly, Too Asian.
By the way.
Like, that's the title.
That documentary, like, I think we talked about this on the pod before, but I got asked to do that documentary too.
Yeah.
Initially, and then they dropped me.
Yeah.
And then at first I was like, why? I think I'm very Asian. And then I saw the title, I'm like, oh. No. Listen. I think why would you title your podcast the Unpretty Podcast?
Well, they talk about beauty standards from like the perspective of people of color, and I'm probably gonna go on it.
Listen, okay, the Unpretty Podcast. So and funny. What does it talk about? Beauty standards for minority women.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But why would you name it the Unpretty Podcast? Minority women are hot as shit. Why would you name it that? Have some self-esteem. You know? Like, imagine...
What would you name it?
Okay. If I started a podcast about male beauty standards, I'm not going to call it the No Abs Podcast. What is that attitude, that downtrodden, self-deprecating attitude? You
always
know?
Abs!
Yeah, the Always Abs Podcast. You know? The Six Pack Podcast, where we talk about Asian male beauty standards.
Yeah.
You know?
The Big Penis Podcast.
The Big Yellow Penis Podcast, yeah.
The Big Yellow Bus, but the Big Yellow Penis Podcast.
What would you name an Asian podcast about beauty? What would you name? You know?
Rice to See You.
The Rice Abs Podcast, you know? Every
Rice
Sunday,
to See Abs.
we talk to Mike and Nigel.
Oh my God.
Hey, Mike, and welcome back to the Rice to Have Abs podcast. And so, how many women did you sleep with this week?
Oh, gross. I gotta say, literally, that is the conversation you guys were having as I walked in the door. I was like,
it just so happened. We just started that topic of conversation, and then you walked in. We were talking about all sorts of random things like sports.
It was so funny. And Mike tried to engage me in the conversation, and I was like, yeah, no, Mike, no. I'm not participating in this.
We're just talking about our dating lives. That's how guys bond.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
Over talking about female body parts.
No, we didn't talk about female body parts. Just talk about dating lives.
You know? Literally said that's just a body part of hers.
Okay, for context, people, here's what we talked about. So Mike, our cute videographer, who I'm very jealous of, he's saying when he has a casual relationship with someone, you know, just friends with benefits, mm-hmm. he wants it to be exclusive. So he doesn't want her to be sleeping around, and he won't sleep around either. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, why? It's casual. You should allow them to sleep around, and then they should allow you to be okay with you know, seeing other people too, mm-hmm. right? And then Mike said, well, but then... when I sleep with them, then I think like, oh, she just had dick yesterday. I'm like, yeah, so? It's just dick. It's just another body part. You shake hands, right? Shaking hands is a body part touching another person's body part. So what's the difference there? I'm not telling you to like touch his dick with your dick. You know, it's so far removed. And it's also like, women shower too, you know, Mike. So why would you care? That someone else's dick has been inside that woman, you know?
And then Mike went, what do you think, Evelyn? I was like, nah, I'm not. engaging.
What do you think, Evelyn? Let's engage. This is, by the way, a more positive vibe than when we started with your roommate situation. So let's engage with the. What
I
do you think
you,
about?
I'm a professional.
Well, it took 30 minutes to get here, so. We are just about starting to become a comedy podcast again.
I mean, I have a lot of pressure being the one who has to laugh all the time.
I laugh too.
Like occasionally.
Yeah, when there's something funny, I laugh. See?
So I'm a laugh
now.
Whore? I'm a laugh whore?
No, you're not a laugh whore. It's just I'm really funny, so you laugh. Okay, yes. Sometimes the laughs are fake and Emily just wants to boost my ego because, you know, my ego's very fragile, so they say. But I think you do laugh a lot, but I think only 20% of your laughs are fake. You know, because you know how I know your laughs are fake sometimes.
How?
Because I'll say something funny on the podcast. I'll say something on the podcast and Evelyn would laugh. Uh-huh. And then the same night I take that joke onto the comedy club stage. And then I'm like, yeah, that's so funny. Evelyn was losing her shit at this bit. And I go on stage and say the same shit and nobody laughs. And I was like, oh, that's a fake laugh right there.
It's not. I will say, all my laughs are genuine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm in a good mood when we do the podcast. And maybe, I don't, but you know, like when you talk about things on the podcast, sometimes it doesn't work on stage.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't work on stage. And also, for the podcast, you have context. You know who I am. And that adds to the, maybe it's funny because you know who I am.
Yeah.
Whereas a comedy club stage, when I'm trying out new material, it's 10 minutes. Yeah. I don't have time to, you know.
To do those things.
But yeah. Stuff I say on the pod that sounds funny is all 50-50 on stage.
Yeah. 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 Same here.
Oh, God. But yeah. So what's your take? Let's engage.
I thought I so smoothly segue out of that.
No. I remember everything. You see this notebook here, people?
Oh, my God.
Nothing escapes.
The notebook.
Yes.
My take on it is
if you're casually seeing someone, would you be okay with them sleeping around with other people?
Well, because I haven't really done that. Just logically for me, I think so. But in practice, I think I might not be. Probably maybe because I would be a little bit jealous, maybe. But then I don't know. But also, I almost prefer just like a emotional connection. So I'd be cool with, I'd go sleep with whomever, but then like, maybe it's a friendship. I just prefer a friendship. But like, you know, just somebody that you have a connection with that you can be like, you saw this funny video and you're like, oh, I'm going to send it to that person.
So you just want someone you can send memes to. That's what Emily's looking for in a relationship. She wants someone she can send memes to.
I just want someone to send memes to. Leave my vagina alone. But I'll send you a meme about it. Okay? That's what I'll do.
How did you guys meet? Well, she forwarded me this really funny meme of Uncle Roger making rice.
Oh my God. No, I would never do that.
What? You want to send an Uncle Roger meme?
Never send an Uncle Roger
meme.
Why? I get too much of Uncle Roger. Never send an Uncle
Roger. Why you don't send Uncle Roger meme?
If you get somebody who has my profile picture sending you an Uncle Roger meme, you know they're a catfish. That's not me. That's Nigel. That's good. That's Nigel catfishing you.
But that's how you know Evelyn's into you. If you receive a meme from her, that's her way of asking you out.
Meme.
Yeah, the meme. But okay, meme. What are you gonna talk about that when you go on a date with the person?
Yeah.
Like, what are you gonna talk about? Memes. Have you seen this recent meme? And then you just pull your phone out.
I mean, we'll talk about like things. If I go on a date with someone, oh my God.
I don't think you need a man. You need a WhatsApp group. That's what Evelyn needs. If all you want is to share memes.
I need to date a WhatsApp group.
Yeah, you need a WeChat group, WhatsApp group.
Oh my God.
You'll have so many orgasms. You know, so many memes coming in.
Oh, that's so funny. I would be like, I actually yesterday, because I was on Bumble and I was writing with some people, and then all of them after like a few messages were like, hey, you want to get a drink? And I'm like, wow, like people move fast.
Yeah, we're busy people. Yeah, and in-person communication is so much richer than memes.
I did send memes, and they didn't reply after that.
Memes are not substitute for a conversation, people. Don't. That's a terrible way of flirting, okay?
Oh, my God.
Don't send memes to women. I'll say don't memes are worse than dick pics, all right? At least if you send a dick pic, there's a chance that it could be a nice dick pic. If you send a meme, then, okay, no original thought. You know what I mean?
Oh, dear. No original thought.
Yeah. So I need to see your Bumble game, Emily. I need to see what messages you've been sending. I think that could be a great episode for a pod. Let's do it now.
Do it now.
Let's do it now.
Yeah. Okay.
Why not? Tomas. Wow. I'm just... Okay, listeners, I need to show you this. I'm just scrolling. Like, you have to get the number and move off the app, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know how to do this.
Lol, luckily for you, laughter is a currency I accept and prefer, to be honest. Otherwise, my laughter lifestyle would be questionable. I have a joke for you. Why did a chicken cross the road? I love this. Evelyn said, I have a joke for you. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, my God.
And then the guy replied with, I'm free if you want to have a drink. They are sick of your conversation. They are so sick of your speech bubbles. They're like, enough. Enough, please. Let's just get a drink. No more jokes. No more memes. I'll say anything. I'll tell you everything you want to know, please. No more texts.
This is so embarrassing.
It is pretty embarrassing.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
This is really embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is so funny.
You should have a conversation first. And then, because if you go and meet somebody and then you realize, like, 20 minutes in, you're like, oh, his conversation's terrible. Then you're just wasting time.
Then you end the date early and text your fuck buddy. Say, hey. You up, you know?
Oh.
That's what you do. Okay, John. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, okay.
Hand-waving emoji. Hand-waving emoji back from John. And then a GIF. Listeners, this is the GIF Evelyn sent. For the audio people, we are showing the phone, the GIF on the YouTube, on the video. So go check it out on this timestamp.
It's two old men just looking into the camera.
Oh my God.
I'm so embarrassed.
Want to hang out tonight? John asked, want to hang out tonight? Evelyn said, I already made plans with someone, but another night. John said, sure. What's your number, hun? And then Evelyn didn't respond.
Because he called me hun.
What's the problem with that?
It's gross.
It's just slang and something. It's like, dude. Sometimes it's like just them saying, dude. In your head, it might be gross because you see the word in a different light. But in their heads, it could be just like, dude. You know?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I just didn't get a good vibe from him.
Oh.
Because I was like, he was just so short and like not charming at all. And so I was like, why would I want to go out with you? Because he was like, so I said, how's your Thursday? He said, playing some Fortnite. So it's going fantastically, thanks. And you? And I said, watching Rick and Morty. So very well myself. And he said, how edgy? And I'm like, what do you mean by how edgy?
Rick and Morty is edgy to some people. Well, okay.
And I don't want to go out with that person.
You should go, like, he plays Fortnite. So you know he's going to be bad in bed. You know? Only virgins play Fortnite. I've been on Fortnite and I see, like, tons of virgins.
I'm not sure what
shooting
Fortnite
people
is.
It's a game. It's a game.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. A lot of young 15-year-olds and virginal people. But
virginal people.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Evelyn's dating profile needs some help. So, but hey, I'm happy for you, man. When people ask you about your number and your plans for this evening, don't send them memes, please. I think that's where you're going wrong.
Okay, I get it. I can't, like, send memes to people in perpetuity, but... Like, how, so I find it awkward. Like, I don't know how to tell if people are interested. I think I mistake kindness for interest sometimes.
Listen, when, on dating apps, you swipe, you have to mutually find each other cute to swipe right?
Yeah,
to match,
that's true.
Right? So
yeah,
they're already interested.
What's
with this, like, low self-esteem attitude? Kindness?
It's not low self-esteem. It's just...
People find you attractive. They're not swiping right on you out of kindness.
No, it's not kind.
Kind people donate to charities. Okay? They don't go on Tinder and be like, I feel like being kind today. Let's swipe right on some low self-esteem women. Let's make their day. They see a match. Let's make their day.
A low self-esteem
woman. Yeah. What's the deal with this? Have some confidence, man. They started talking to you. They started texting with you. They're already interested.
Yeah. I mean, on dating profiles, yes. But like just out in the wild, how do you know if somebody's interested?
They talk to you. They play with your hair. There's a lot of eye contact.
They play with your hair?
Play with their hair.
Oh, with their hair.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's women.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How am I supposed
to... Like a man, do you sit and play with your hair?
Yeah.
Oh, you do that so when you're stressed.
Yeah, I do that when I'm stressed. Yeah, so if you talk to me, I start playing my hair. I'm thinking of how to exit the conversation nicely.
You're thinking about how to edit your video.
Yeah. I'm not thinking about you. So I'm the opposite. I'm like, oh, she is so awkward and bitchy. Oh. How do I get rid of her?
Yeah. I've never played with my hair when I've been interested in someone.
Really?
Yeah, I don't sit like...
It's not this. You don't do this, but you just kind of like brush your hair out like casually. It's all subconscious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like okay. They just touch their hair. I think that's a universal sign of attraction, right?
Okay.
I think it's pretty universal. Every culture does it, I think.
Really?
Yeah, they brush their hair out of their face. I think it's evolutionarily. We think, oh, I really like this guy. I want them to see more of me. So they just brush their hair out. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you do when you're attracted to someone? What's your giveaway, Evelyn?
I just hide away.
But listen, people who match with you, they're not kind.
No, they like you. I know, yeah.
They like you enough to at least want to fuck you. I'm not saying they like you as a person yet, but they at least want to sleep with you. And that is good. That is interest, isn't it?
But then how do you show that you're interested in someone, Nigel?
How do I show interest?
You're quite forward.
I just say, hey, you're cute, want to get a drink? I don't have time. And then if they say yes, great. We plan something. If they say no, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do. I exchange a few messages on the apps and then I, you know, want to get a drink. If they say yes, then get number. Then I don't want to get to know you before the date because then there's more things to talk about on the date, you know? And getting to know someone in person, isn't it better? So I'll do the minimum required of like small talk and trying to be witty, a little bit witty and charming, answer their questions, whatever. But then try to, you know, go to the date.
Okay, this is good to know because then, in that case.
Yeah, I don't have time to be texting back and forth. My God.
Okay.
No, I'm editing a video. I think I know how to tell if you're interested in a guy. You said the memes.
I sent the memes, yeah, that's true, yeah.
If Evelyn doesn't like you, it will just be text.
Yeah.
Just words. But if you see a meme coming.
If you see a meme coming.
Ooh, she wants to suck my dick. Right?
I send them a photo of a lady sucking. A meme of that.
I love it.
I don't know.
Have you arranged any dates with any of the guys from Bumble?
No, but I might do. Yeah.
You're leaving for Sweden in 2 weeks,
tomorrow.
You know?
Tomorrow, yeah.
And you're like, why are they so fast? You're leaving tomorrow! They're doing this for you! That goes too fast, too fast!
Oh, so funny. Yeah. I don't know. It's because, well, it is because I'm like starting this now. So it's like, okay, I'm taking steps. And it's like, I'm playing more innocent, I guess, than I am. But at the same time, it is that thing of like, it's just a new phase. It's just a new phase and I just have to dive into it.
You take a long time.
I do.
To transition between phases.
I do.
You know what I mean?
I do.
It took you a year of doing this podcast before you got here. This is a time of transformation that people achieve in 1 weekend. You go on a shopping trip with a beauty guru and then like what Uncle Roger did in the video. This is the kind of transformation that should happen in 1 weekend. It's like, oh my God, girl, we're going to get you a new outfit and fuck those hoes who gave you anxiety, you know, and then you just go on a shopping spree, spend £1,000, £2,000 and then you're like, you know.
I mean, yeah, if you're like on Queer Eye, that's like a weekend.
You should be living your life like you're on Queer Eye. Okay, it's entertaining. It's a good TV series. Everybody loves Queer Eye.
Everybody does love Queer Eye.
So you should be living life like that instead of just take it slow, one step at a time. Maybe some therapy for a year, and I'll let my friend haunt me. My toxic friend haunt me for 7 years. I'll never move out of my flat for like 5 years. You know, here's the difference between you and I. Uh-huh. Your basic time unit is a year.
Yeah.
My basic time unit is an hour.
Yeah.
She for me changes day to day. And I'm like, maybe in 5 years I'm gonna start dating.
Okay, you know what? Do you want to be my lifestyle guru person?
Yeah. Can you handle me though?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you'll find me too harsh.
Yeah.
And too fast. But I say this because I care about you.
Would it be a funny video? Uncle Roger teaches his niece Evelyn to date.
I think that's a more Nigel and Evelyn video.
Yeah.
You know, Uncle Roger probably not a fuckboy. Uncle Roger, not fuckboy. Uncle Roger still think of Auntie Helen every day.
See? I'm like Uncle Roger.
Yeah. You are like a middle-aged Asian man. It's a very sad. You know, I'm playing a character, right? But you, this is your life.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah.
Oh, God.
But we're getting there.
We are. We just need to shorten your unit of time.
Yeah, we do.
That's the issue here. You need to move fast, baby.
Yeah.
Move fast. You know? And you have been moving faster because I keep WhatsApping you at weird hours of the day.
So many weird hours of the day.
Sorry, thumbnails. Wrong resolution. Yeah. Move this text a little up higher. Yeah. Different color, please. Yeah. You know?
And I'm like, I'm also working, Nigel. I will deal with it when I'm done with my work.
I know. I appreciate it. But yeah, you are like Uncle Roger.
So, speaking of hot dudes, I started a thirst channel on our Discord without checking with you first.
Yeah, I saw a few of the threads in there and messages, and it's... I find a little bit disturbing. It surprises me, coming from a gender equality person like you, that, and I'm not saying this because I wasn't mentioned at all.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. Because Nigel.
I'm not bitter.
Nigel is like, he's not mentioned at all. He just got like one line from one listener saying, and not even a photo, just saying, just mentioning at Mr. Nigel Ung out of courtesy. And nobody else cared. Whereas Mike, our hot videographer, he has people went into your Instagram, they took screenshots, and there's a thread about Mike, which made me a bit uncomfortable because I'm like, yeah. He's 24. Can you imagine
if the roles were reversed and the gender was reversed? And then we have a hot young female videographer, Jess, who's 24.
Yeah.
And then men on our Discord screenshot on her Instagram and put it on there and thirsted over this 24-year-old woman who helps us out with filming.
Yeah, I know. That would be horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I felt really bad.
So you are the Cosby of the podcast.
No,
you are
I'm
the Bill
not.
Cosby. You are
I'm
the
not.
Enabler.
I'm not. If anything, maybe
we have Evelyn Weinstein over here.
If anything, maybe the Epstein. But no, if anything, maybe the Giselle. Giselle.
Who's Giselle?
She was the one who provided the girls.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine. Maybe if anything, maybe the Ghislaine, but not. No, that's
not,
horrible.
That's not any better. That's not any better.
That's even worse. Yeah. That's even worse.
You want sourcing the young boys. What has this podcast turned into?
Oh my God.
The right.
Yeah, what has this podcast turned into? You started
the pedo podcast.
You started it with Daddy Roger.
Yeah, but Daddy Roger likes women who aren't like around his age. My God. Can you imagine if Mike was a girl?
You know? That would be pretty horrible.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Mike? Yeah, okay. He just takes it on the chin.
Yeah.
I think Mike just keeps everything inside and then it goes home. He's really mean to his parents. It just comes out that way. Like really angry with his family.
I think Mike's gonna have PTSD from working on this podcast.
Yeah.
He's gonna wake up one day in cold sweat thinking, anyone mention me in the Discord?
Yeah.
Anyone mention me in the Discord?
I have to set my Instagram to private. So bad.
I think we need to stop the thirst trap channel, and maybe you can only talk about public celebrities,
public figures.
Let's make that a policy, okay? No one we know. in real life.
In that case, I have to change the pinned comment, which was, welcome to the Thirst Channel, where nobody is immune to the thirst.
And also, I would rather you spend more time on the working on the podcast than starting Discord channels.
I just started one and left.
Okay.
That's
okay,
what I did.
Fine. I'd rather you make the thumbnails a little better than start.
Yes, Nigel, I will make the thumbnails
okay,
a little
I'd rather
better.
You repurpose for IGTV a bit more.
Well, I did one.
Yeah, with no subtitles.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, big news, people. Not big news, but like, I'm actually going to Sweden.
Nigel's coming
October
to Sweden.
October 1st to October 10th.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Sweden. We're going to podcast together. Mm-hmm. We're going to do an Uncle Roger video. Uncle Roger visits Sweden. Mm-hmm. That kind of funny travel vloggy
niece.
Video.
Yeah,
his niece, Evelyn.
His niece, Evelyn.
And it's going to be, I think it's going to be super fun. It'll be a nice change in scenery for me. Mm-hmm. We wanted Mike to come, but we couldn't afford him because this podcast, you don't make a lot of money from it yet. So we can't pay him a good rate plus the travel and stuff. So sorry, Mike. But next time, the podcast grows bigger. Or maybe...
maybe just come to Gothenburg.
No, listen. Working with Mike made me realize how great sweatshops are. You know what I mean? Do you know how much money I can save if I had a sweatshop version of Mike?
Oh my God.
Yeah. If I could hire a Mike type of person for like a fifth.
Oh my
pay him
God.
Now, I think sweatshops have a place in society.
You already pay Mike a fifth of what he should be getting anyway.
Not a fifth. Maybe like 75%, 60%.
What do you think, Mike? Are you paid enough? Pay him more, he says.
Not five times more. Not five times more. Look at his greed. We all do this out of the love, man.
I mean, you love it. I see how hard Mike works. I see how he was just following you around with the camera. And he was coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
He had really good ideas.
Yeah. But have you seen how hard I work? I work hard too. This is what I need. I need the sweatshop style working conditions.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I still bought you lunch, Mike. What kind of sweatshop boss buys people lunch, you know? But anyways, I'm going to Sweden. That's all I'm saying. And I can't afford to bring fair wage, Mike.
No. That statement needs unpacking.
What? What did I say?
What kind of sweatshop boss buys sweatshop people lunch?
Let's unpack that statement then.
You're just congratulating yourself for being the bare minimum of a nice person or a good boss?
What do you mean? I'm not a boss. This is a collaboration between okay? We are a team.
Has
we
he
are
treated
a
you
family.
Like an equal part, Mike?
Yeah. We talk about women together.
The amount of times I've heard, this is my podcast.
What?
My podcast.
Our
the
podcast.
Uncle Roger experience. The Uncle Roger brand. You're going to be part of the Uncle Roger brand. I'm just going to, what do you make? What are the BBC paying you? I just want to know what I need to match. I just want
I need to know the industry standard. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Tell me, what's wrong with that? My God.
Oh, that's funny.
I think joining us, this is the ground floor of something big, people. You know, if you're joining us now, you're at the ground floor. We're going to be a skyscraper. Sky's the limit. We're in talks with big people. I buy people lunch. What do you want? What more do you want me to do?
I'm gonna treat Mike to lunch, and not even just because it's his birthday. I'm gonna treat him to lunch.
Oh yeah, Mike filmed with us on his birthday, and we filmed till 7 p.m. So
he didn't even get to have dinner with his family.
Yeah, that's what sacrifice is. Okay, and in the future, if this team keeps growing, and they want to grow the brand into a company. Mike will have first dibs because I remember. Oh, yeah, Mike, who was here on his birthday despite everything.
What's he going to have first dibs on?
You know, if he want, he'll have right of first refusal to be like an employee of the firm.
He'll have right of first refusal to be an employee of the firm.
Yeah, and you get like shares. You get you all part of the company. If this grows any bigger and I hire someone, I'm not giving the part of the company. But because you've been here since the beginning, Mike, in the future, if this blossoms into something big, I'll be like, okay, Mike was there since the beginning. He filmed for us on our birthday. We'll give him some shares. We'll give him some stock in the company. He'll be a director. I think that's a very nice thing to do, you know?
This is how big people trick little people.
By giving them shares of their company? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Have you ever had a day job?
I've had a day job.
Do you get shares in their company?
No.
See? Oh my God. This is what startups do. They value early stage employees, so they give them a stake. Imagine the people who first started working for Uber. They are multimillionaires now.
Okay? So what are Rice to Meet You going to be? Where are we going to be?
It depends how big we can grow this brand.
A social media brand?
Just be anything. Anything. Production company, probably. A network. Mm-hmm. We can have like multiple podcasts under our wing. We can have multiple YouTube channels under our wing. Mm-hmm. Multiple personalities. All that kind of stuff. The sky's the limit. Okay. Depends what you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on board with Nigel now. Sorry.
Yeah. My God. We're not there yet, of course. We're not there yet. We only have Patreon. So let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Oh, God. It's very funny.
We remember the people who were there with us since the beginning.
Yeah.
And Mike is one of those people. You know, and we're going to have a hot young female videographer soon too. Hopefully, you know, if I get my way, we're going to have a hot young female videographer too.
Oh God.
And maybe Mike and Jess will start dating, you know?
So we can objectify them together as a couple?
No. So we can have them work for us and they're still spending time together as a couple. Win-win situation. So there'll be no more excuses like, Mike won't say, oh, I can't really film for you today, Nigel. I have to spend time with Jess. I'm like, well, Jess is here too.
Oh my God.
Jess is here too. No excuses.
Oh my God. Mike and Jess. Oh my God.
That's the plan I have for you, Mike. An arranged marriage.
Oh my God.
We'll find someone who fits you too. So Jess will want a casual relationship with you, but she's not sleeping with anyone else. You know? And she'll be totally your type, nice Asian girl, you know, who lived in Shanghai before, also around
this
your age.
This is very specific.
Yeah,
very very specific.
Yeah.
If you're that girl, let us know.
Let us know. We want to hire you and want to set you up with Mike. Okay, that's your interview. That's Jess's interview. We just
what, a chemistry read with Mike.
Yeah, we set them out on a date. And then we just hover around and see how they
get in the bushes.
Yeah. If you go to a bar, we just pretend we are different people. We just stand next to them. I stand next to Mike, like, further away from the bar. You sit next to Jessica. And then we take notes. Oh, okay. Small talk. Sibling talk. Okay. Oh, she's touching her hair. Oh, okay.
He's sending her memes. That's great. And then, like, we go to the... When they go to the bathroom, we're hiding in one of the stalls. And we're like... Isn't Mike a nice guy?
Yeah.
She's like, so nice.
Who is that? Is it my subconscious? It must be my subconscious.
Because I'm alone here in the bathroom. Oh, yeah.
And then they leave the bar together. Oh, let's tail them. And they were taking notes.
Yeah. You
know? Okay, holding hands, taking the Piccadilly line. Okay, very good.
The Piccadilly line. Good.
And then we follow them home. Oh, going back to Mike's place. Okay, all right. Oh, Careless Whisper is playing. Okay.
Yeah, and then I say, okay. Nigel, we should leave now. And you say,
No. We gotta see this through. It's still part of the interview. You think I want to see people have sex in front of me? I don't. But I'm doing this for the company.
Oh.
And then Mike and Jess are going to start stripping each other, you know, and then we say, okay.
Please stop now.
What? It's an interview process. All the chemistry has to click.
Oh, God.
And then the next morning, we present them with a job offer, employment letter, a contract. Welcome to the family, Jess. Welcome to the family. That is an amazing fan fiction / interview that the best I've written. I need to be a writer, don't I? You know? I want to say, Jess is a fictional person, okay? It's not, we are just creating things as we go along. So please, I don't want to hear any complaints.
But Mike is real and he's sitting right in front of us.
And he loves it. He's smiling his ass off. He loves being mentioned on the pod, you know.
He's going to go take it out on his family when he gets home.
We're going to find you your Jess, Mike. We're going to find you your Jess.
He only dates Asian ladies, though. So his
we only hire Asian people too, so it works.
So, I mean, like, not Jess, like, just an Asian name.
It's an Asian name.
Yeah, like, his...
Shan. Park Soo Min, whatever. Okay. Jess is fine. That's just fine. Let's just go with Jess.
Okay.
But yes, listeners, thank you for listening, and hope we hope we'll find our Jess. We'll find Mike his Jess someday, and they'll be part
whether
of
whether he wants it or not.
Yeah, Mike will have final say. Don't worry.
Okay.
They're just like, you know, hope they work well together.
I can't believe this is what we're ending on.
What? This is the future of the company. Okay?
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts and tag us in your Insta stories if you enjoyed this episode. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much to our patrons, because your support makes this podcast possible. And we want to shout out our patrons at the Rice Emperor tier and above: Abby Campbell, Adrian, AJ Revels, Alvin Koh, Amy Wong, NM, Andy Lloyd, Andrew R. Young, Angela Din, Asian Snacks, Augustus Loy, Ben Jen, Bill Shields, Brendan, Carl Moody, Chia Yi, Kara Forty, Chinese Hemp, Chris Mercado, Chris Sukit Wong, Christina Doris, Chrissy Lincoln, CJ Landers, Cracky, D-Team Emergency Response Team, Wimbledon, Daniel Lee, Danielle Sowers, David Prestosa, Debbie Lee, Diana Von Rettig, Dill, Chen Youze, Doug Wheaton, Elizabeth Hay, Erica Caribou, Francisca, Gabriella Bromley, Georgie Ma, Geraldine Wan, Grace Rods, Haley Devereaux, Holly Smith, Hyung Black, Iris Holland, Christine Walker, Yan Godfrey, Janet Toh, Jared, Jeff Chow, Jenny Chan, Jessica Liu, Jimmy Lee, Judith Abraham, Carr, Kerry, Kido Ken, Krishna, Laura Lee, Leong, Little Sushi, Laurie Han, Manhua Siu, Martina Gartner, Miles Newell, Mariah Bell, Norhidaya Rosali, Perry Amalatitada, Philip Squires, Rebecca Lam, Rebecca Tracy, Sabrina, Sakura Iwagami, Sandy, Sidney Minkowski, Sin, Stephanie Lee, Susie Su, Simeng Lam, Teresa Koo, Tanda Plum, Tom Green, Vera, Vinivira Vong, Viv, Vivian Zhou, Wakas Ali, Wilton Yao, Winnie Wood, Xiaohan Liao, and Purion Kang. Thank you so much for your support.